debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Summer is coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Welcome to the podcast with me and Lummy. I am Bubba, and he is Lummy.
I am Lummy.
And you're probably listening to this on a Friday. Well, at least that's when we're releasing it, nonetheless. And we've had a very long day. We're just hanging out here right now.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
So I'm just going to, like, let me get comfortable. Because this is not a visual thing.
No.
And I'm going to get comfortable. I like to maybe turn off some of these lights.
Oh, well, hey, we can call out a Matt from Venmo, 25 on the Venmo.
Yeah.
I'll do that tomorrow, too. Well, Thursday, whatever.
In order for me to turn off this light here, I think it's got a little.
Yeah, it does. You're almost there.
Am I almost there?
Yep.
All right, hold on. My little T-Rexers.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, that's nice. I might even do this, Lummy. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Make it a little intimate.
Yeah.
Feeling good now?
I am.
You laid back?
I need some pussy.
Oh, you need some pussy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I get some pussy today, I think.
I mean, we could start off with that Las Vegas Mario talking about some pussy. He wants you to kind of describe what your oral skills are. He said he needs help. His wife is complaining. And
well, first of all, most men really don't know how to eat pussy. They really don't. And there is no eating.
There's no munching.
Yeah. Like, you know, like there's no eating. There's none of that. It has everything to do with how
sensitive, the, I'm assuming, well, if we're talking about eating pussy, then it's a girl.
Yes.
But it has everything to do with how sensitive her clit and how big her clit is. Some women have almost non-existent clits where you can't find them, and where other ladies have clits that look like little baby dicks. For real.
Now, is bigger is bigger better?
Well, yeah, you can get a little more. Yeah, you can. Yeah, it quite frankly, it is. And so I'm trying to get comfortable here. I got my back to the door, so if somebody comes in, you're going to let me know.
Well, Macho Man's very sneaky, by the way.
Yeah, he is a little sneaky for my liking.
He did it to me on the sports show and scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. So, first of all, I have been with some girls that have, like, big clits. Now, if you get a girl that's got a big clit, it makes eating pussy way easier.
Not like the size of like a China clit, right?
Yeah, like the size of like your pinky.
Oh shit!
But from the nail bed up.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Now you know that when you're in your mom's belly, everybody starts out a boy.
Okay.
And the clit either turns into a clit or a dick. But a clit is a pre-dick. Did you know that?
I've assumed it, but obviously Dr. Clem is, you know, thank you. So it's a baby penis that just stops growing and you get a vagina?
Yeah. A woman, I mean, okay. I mean, I hate to be, you know, but like, does Ashley have a, you know, a prominent clit?
She has an, I would say, average-sized clit.
All right, well, yeah. if you really isolate that clit, it's like a little mini penis.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Alexa, do clitorises start out as penises?
Bitch.
Hey, Alexa, in the developmental stages of a baby, does the vagina...
I don't know that one.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah, I'm reading on this.
You're going to say I'm right as fuck, ain't you?
You are right.
Say, tell me, read
right
it.
Right as fuck.
Read it. Read it and weep about how much I know about women's pussies.
Well, when I clicked on the link, it went way fucking, like, too much explaining. But it does say that sometimes referred to as the female penis, largely due to the phenomenon that we refer to as biological homology, or whatever the fucking word is. When the fetuses are born, they start out with a penis, and the penis then can turn into a clitoris.
The penis either stops growing and forms into a vagina with the clit, but the root, the actual start, of genitalia is the clit, and that clit either stays a clit and blossoms into a vagina, or it starts elongating and all that mass turns into cock and balls.
Yeah, it says the clitoris forms the same tissues that become the glands and shaft of the penis.
So when you're being made, when your mom's fucking baking that bread down there, it pops up this little clit.
Yes.
And then that clit either stays a clit and they build a flower, you know, a vagina around it, or that clit elongates like a nana. And you get some balls with the deal. So, first thing you have to do is you have to, when you're eating pussy, you have to really concentrate on the clit. And then, and you got to kind of gauge up on how sensitive. You've been with other women, and some women you can really go to town and really suck hard and even almost kind of nibble on their clit, and it makes them go absolutely fucking batshit crazy, and they love it. Mm-hmm. Or they're like, oh, God, stop. That's way too much. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, it's about 50-50 on that.
They're very sensitive.
And so, first of all, you got to gauge on the sensitivity of the woman's clit. Then, once you figure out that, you literally have to isolate the clit. You have to suck the clit. For real. And the only way to practice that would literally be like to suck your little finger.
Okay.
Like that. And you just really, really, really isolate, lick, lap, suck, tease. You get that going. Then you insert the two fingers. You know, as you're isolating the clit, as you're sucking the clit, based on the amount of texture she can take, she's now starting to get wetter from excitement. And if she's not, then you're not doing it right. You're doing it wrong.
So you gotta have the fingers and the mouth.
Well, you start with the mouth.
Yes.
And you spend a good 5-10 minutes on just really, really, really sucking that clit. And again, the texture of suck is based on early on. She will tell you what she can take or not. Because as you start, you know, you start light, and she's like, and you build up and build up and build up, and then you can get fairly rough.
Yeah, you can. And then
you know, if a girl likes it, you know, her clit really, really sucked, then you're just sucking the shit out of it. She's starting to get wet. Then you insert two fingers. And if she's on her back, you do the come here technique. If she's on her, the first time you're really, really going down on a girl, you should have her on her back.
Yeah.
And then you insert two fingers and you do the come here technique, you know, like this. And then you're just not up there jabbing your two fingers doing the come here. You're really trying to get into deep so that you can find that G spot, that spongy nickel sized area near her cervix. And you put an extreme amount of pressure on that once you locate that. That in conjunction with the sucking on the clit makes her go batshit crazy.
Possibly a squirt.
That's where the squirting can happen.
Which another question from Tire Choice Rick, your buddy, wants to know, has a woman ever squirted on you, on your face?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Which is that, you know, that's a normal. So
that's from the skeins gland. The skeins, it's not piss, it's squirt. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That means you're really doing it. And okay, let's just say there's a little piss in it. Little piss never hurt nobody.
No.
Please. I'm not having a girl sit down over my face like she was going to the toilet and pissing on me. I am in the middle of eating some pussy, and she is excited to the point where she is now squirting, which comes from the skeins gland, which is a whole nother set of plumbing than the piss plumbing.
Exactly.
Yes. If a girl squirts on your face, and see, I really prefer the high pressure squirters, but most girls are puddlers.
Yeah. They just puddle up. Dribbles down.
Most are puddlers.
But when you get the,
you know, I have been with girls that could squirt from me to you.
Whew.
For real.
That's what?
8 feet.
Yeah. 10 feet. Yeah. 8-10 feet.
Sure. But man, if most men just don't know how to oral pussy,
that's why
most men just don't know. And most guys don't know how to get a good setup going. Like, you know, taking a Cialis with a, like, just, there's just, you know, you just don't fuck a girl stock. You gotta have some additives.
Got a gimmick up?
It's like saying, you know, I mean, you know, you got a gimmick up. You got to take a 50 milligram Viagra, maybe throw on a, maybe get a little high. Because if you get high, it kind of desensitizes you coming. I'll tell you one thing. Some of the best sex I've ever had is after I've been high.
Like in the beginning or like when you're starting to come down from
the high? Like just when you're high as fuck, when you're at your highest is when you should fuck, because everything's just so sensual.
Hmm.
Everything's just the touch, the moment, the lights, the music. Like I just can't fuck, you know, like lights turned off. No, I got to have music, my laser. You know, it's when I fuck, it's a vibe.
It's a whole setup.
Oh, it's a vibe. And I feel for you, Lummy, because having a kid kind of ruins the vibe. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you got to you got to sneak fuck when you have kids.
Yeah, we've got it kind of down pat now. When he goes down,
three Benadryls and some NyQuil in his bottle, and that motherfucker's out for 6 hours
That's
straight.
Right, yeah, and we're going to town,
right?
Which is nice.
Now, are you guys still going to town?
Yeah,
yeah.
And with the Hitachi.
Ashley looks like the kind that wants to go to town.
Of course, we bring in the Hitachi.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she was ordering a plug-in one.
I think those are more powerful.
They are, because the other one dies too fast.
Oh yeah, so she's long form Willie.
Yeah,
and she only has so much of a charge.
Exactly. Then if we forget to plug it on, plug it in, then we're fucked for that. You know, so having that plug in one, whew, that's gonna be good. But next question. This one comes from a mini macho. He said when he was a kid, he used to go to Planet Bubba, and you know used to roll up in the Power Pig van. And he wants to know what you were doing in there. Were you getting oral from a chick? Because he said you would never get out of the van and you would just park outside.
Yeah.
What were you doing in the van?
Probably getting head.
Just getting head. Did you ever get out? Because he said that he never saw you get out.
I would get out every once in a while, but I would, I was such a fucking rock star. I was such a fucking rock. I could do anything I wanted.
So. Would it be a different chick, or would you like just pick them up at the club or bring them with you?
It varied.
Just depends on where you which club you're going to. Because at one point you owned what, four?
I owned six.
Six?
16 clubs.
Whew.
But I'd have like an 18, 19-year-old girl, meet me at the station.
Oh, to ride over?
To ride over, because that was cool. That way, and then what I would do... And then I would have the Power Pig, whatever fucking schlep boy was the promotional guy, drive me to my house and then I'd have to take her back to her car the next morning. So her car would be at the station. We'd ride the Power Pig vehicle over. Well, that was early on. Later, I just ride my Benz. Benz over. And they'd have they'd have these cones all set up where I park, like right by the nightclub, right by, like not even a parking spot, like right by the front door, two cones and like two bodyguards that were watching my car, my white Benz, my 420 that I had 560 stickers on. And the girl would get out and I'd get out and then I'd walk in the fucking club, and it was called Sponge's Teen Club, and people would just go fucking crazy like I was Elvis. And then I'd go right to the back room where the people that, I didn't own them. I franchised them. Did you know that, Lummy?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I was making $5,000 a month per club.
Whoa.
Franchise. I didn't have to put any money up or nothing. And I had to show up. I had six of them. And so I had to show up to each one at least once a month. But I had Friday and Saturday. So I have eight. You have eight Friday and Saturdays. That's eight nights during a month. And I only had to be at them, and I had six, so there would be two nights that I didn't have to go.
And you were just getting pussy the whole time.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that you ever did in the Sponge Club with a girl, lady, woman?
No, the craziest shit wasn't at my teen clubs. The craziest shit was at my adult clubs.
Oh. Well, in the VIP? The VIP party?
Yeah. Oh, the fuck. VIP show? There was fucking head... just two girls eating each other out, two girls sucking my dick,
Fuck. Do you guys call that, what, the 3 a.m. show?
No, the 3 a.m. shady show.
Yeah. And, that would happen pretty much, what, on a weekly basis?
Oh, yeah. Every night. Yeah. I mean, every fucking night.
And
I mean,
getting paid for it. Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, every night I went to my nightclub. By the way, I had like five or six different nightclubs, either Planet Bubba's or Bubba's Ale House. But every one I had a special like room. And sometimes, Lummy, it would be, our pantry isn't that big.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have just like a closet that I had two couches in, and that would be where I could get away. But that was just my fucking room.
Oh.
And so I would be in the nightclub, and then I would go say, hey, do you want to go to I got a special. And then had like a little bar in there. And it would just be to, you know.
Just to fuck?
Yeah.
The head, to do whatever?
Oh, yeah. It was just, you know, it was a place for me to get away, not have to deal with people, and just get my dicks up.
Nice. Well, this comes from Gary. When you were running real hard, what is the most frivolous purchase that you ever made? Like, absolutely not necessary, but said, fuck it. I can buy it because I'm rich.
Oh, probably a $86,000 fucking all, I don't know, 14 carat diamond tennis bracelet for Heather.
Holy shit.
$86,000 right there.
Oh, fuck. That was just like a, were you with her or is that like a gift?
Yeah,
like
I was just, I was down there at the place I buy my jewelry and I was like, this thing was fucking like just straight. I'm sure she sold it as soon as we were divorced, but it was like an emerald and all diamond. And the guy, it would have gone for like 105, but my buddy from August Stevenson Jewelers, he's my buddy. Oh my God. And he always gave me cost on it. He's like, I got, Steve is his name. It's still the jewelry place is still off of, as you're going into Pinellas County off of what's that road? It goes by Racetrack Road. Memorial turns into, I think it turns into, I forget. Anyway, it's on the left-hand side as you're going by East Lake Woodlands. And he said, I got $77,000 in it. I bought it for $77,000. I got to make, I think you sold it to me for $77,800. And and we were, I mean, when I would go to New York, like I'd take her shopping and we'd be, you know, I'd spend like, you know, $9,000 on three pairs of shoes.
With just, the black card?
Oh, yeah. But, and again, I don't want anybody that's listening to this to think that I'm boasting because I'm sick to my fucking stomach about all of this shit. I wish I just would have settled the fuck down and taken a step back and realized the opportunity that I had, the life that I was living, how blessed I was, and that I didn't need to fucking, you know, act like I was a baller and have a plane and all this fucking bullshit. I just wish I would have just settled down. Lived in my, the only thing I mean, you know, lived in my big house that I had a ton of equity in, you know, and just chilled the fuck out.
What, when do you think, if you would have been able to chill the fuck out, like when would you think you should have started at? Like 06, 08, you know, 10?
No, man, I should, if I was as frugal as I am now, when I first got here in 92.
Oh, for with
you know, because I was making, you know, with gigs, I was making a buck, you know, 130, 140,000 with gigs. If I just lived, you know, Lummy, I can live like on, you know, 2,600 a month now.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I got rent and a truck payment. That's it. Cell phone bill and some food, little insurance. I don't buy nothing. I take these little mini trips. You know, I put all the extra money back into the business. But if I, you know, if I would have lived on just $5,000 a month back then instead of $40,000 a month.
You'd still be in the
Oh, my
be
God,
the
I'd
house.
Be so fucking rich.
You'd still be in the mansion?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, if you, this comes from Amber. If you found out you had a kid with any of the people you've been with, is there any part that you'd want to be part of their life? If you found out down the road that, you know, like maybe you have a 21-year-old or 25-year-old and he was your kid, would you want to have any part of their life?
No.
No? Would you want to know?
No.
Well, there you go, Amber. Sorry. What is a skill that you wish that you had developed?
I wish I was better on computers and graphics and video editing and stuff like that. Because, I mean, I wish I could quit. I wish I could get off the air and then go into some of all of my old stuff that I incessantly tell you guys we need to make videos of. and be able to make videos of, you know.
Kind of how you were, like, because weren't you really good with the tapes? Cutting up the tapes?
Yeah. I was good at that, but I'm not good on computers. I wish I would be better on computers, and I'm not good on computers. And I got all of my entire library is all computer based, and you know, I just feel that I'd have to hire like 3 more Rhett's and 2 more Lummies to be able to get to all of it, and I can't afford that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then they got to know what you're looking for, because you know what you're looking for, so it'd obviously be a lot better and save some money.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know. I mean, they don't, and edit the old, you know, edit the slow shit out, tighten it up, you know, like take a 14-minute phone call and get it down to like 8,
mm-hmm.
with not losing any of the quality of shockness, and just fucking continue to distribute that digitally. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, here's the bits that I got fined on.
Hey, Scooby! Where are you?
Hey, Scoob, I don't know about you, but I'm jonesing for something real bad.
A Scooby snack?
No, Scoob, I was thinking something a little better than a Scooby snack.
A crack rock?
Oh, yeah,
a
Scoob.
Crack rock.
A crack rock sounds like... totally awesome.
See,
now.
Can you imagine if we could animate this and make, I mean, like, right?
For the dough. Yeah.
And this was one of my $755,000 fines, like how big a video this would be?
You could suck dick for crack rock. Scooby, you're a genius.
Now, what's up, Fat Albert?
Don't call me Fat Albert anymore from now on.
Anyway, I mean, I just got... Let me, you know.
Oh, there's a ton.
No, there's what, maybe 10,000, if not more?
Yeah, if not more.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
More. I mean, just
chick getting it with kid.
I got somebody else.
Hold on. Chick getting fucked with a kid in the background. I was going to try to do what Andy taught me how to do, but I can't.
Fast forward.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
I got somebody from Plant City that wants to crank down. She's 28. He's 18.
I didn't know they were from Plant City.
Yeah, she said that.
My bad.
Honey, you there?
Yeah.
And you're from Plant City?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, not originally, but yeah.
No, I mean, you're...
I think she's getting fucked right there.
I think
you're
so.
Currently calling from Plant City.
Uh-huh.
And you're 28 and your boyfriend's 18.
Yes.
That's robbing the cradle a little bit.
No. He's been legal since November.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have any type of sexual relations with him while he was 17?
I can't tell you that.
It doesn't matter now, honey. It doesn't matter now.
Twice.
Really?
Yeah.
While he was
so she fucked him when he was young.
17.
17 and you were 28?
27.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Good
now,
for him.
Are you married?
Yeah.
To him?
No.
Oh, wow.
See, like, this kind of shit would be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Married to somebody else?
Yeah.
Right.
My husband's 35.
Your husband's 35.
Husband's 35, boyfriend's 18, and there's a kid in the background while they're fucking.
You're 28, your boyfriend's 18, you've been cranking him down since he was 17.
Yep.
Does your husband have any idea?
No.
Wow. Are you at work now?
No, I'm at home.
Right, and your husband's at work.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to America.
Thank you.
Welcome to Plant City.
Well, exactly. Wow. Is it because your husband just can't do it for you anymore?
No, I'm a nympho.
Oh, you're a nympho.
Uh-huh.
And your husband just can't. Now, is there a kid in the background?
Yeah.
No, wait a second. I can't be. I can't
turn for the worst.
Yeah,
he's leaving.
You're gonna have to do me a favor. I cannot put this on the radio unless you make sure that door is shut and I can't hear a kid. I'm not gonna put a kid in that light.
Okay.
Make sure the kid's supervised.
Manson, I'm doing the responsible thing, aren't I, Manson?
Oh yeah.
Okay, thanks.
That was sarcastic.
Yeah.
You like how he said that?
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
So you can cut all that out, love.
Yeah, of course.
Home. Now, ma'am.
Yes.
Unless you 100% promise me that the kid is somewhere else in the household playing safely, and you are in behind closed doors, I'm not going to be able to facilitate this.
You know, she's in her bedroom playing with her stuff, and I'm in my bedroom with the door shut.
And you're playing with your stuff?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. How old's your kid?
Which one?
You have two kids?
I have three.
Again, Plant City.
Are they all at home?
No.
How many are at school?
Two.
Two are at school, and the baby is at home. How old's the baby? The one that you...
All right, so anyway, I think she gets blasted.
Yeah, but...
But I got so much of that shit. That's what I regret is I cannot... I literally have anxiety over not being able to get this stuff...
Out. Yeah. There's just so much of it. I mean, even just on the
Tucker
stuff.
Why don't you help me?
I'm trying. Like the Tucker stuff. I mean, there's 123 that...
We've only gotten one done.
Rhett's been working on a couple other ones. And
three.
One was with the Daily Caller, too.
Three.
And then we have another Stormy coming up.
Four.
And more Tucker.
Five, six. A
couple more Hogan's.
Seven, eight.
Maybe 12. They're all in.
I know. Working. We could be so fucking rich. I'm serious. We could be so fucking rich if we could just get this shit out. We could have Cletus McFarlane type subs. Million. I mean, can you imagine if we had a million subs?
We get that gold thing, right?
No, fuck the gold thing. How about the money?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, the money. We have the awards and the money to go with it.
Maybe we should just put this shit on podcasts too, don't you think?
Well,
I don't think is this shit on Bubba Army Radio?
Yes.
All of it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, a lot of that
not
stuff
not all of it.
Yeah, mostly.
Like Deborah Norville. You don't have that on there. Chick getting fucked with kid. You don't got that.
Yeah, no, because I play that.
Yeah, I know.
No, the PM
caller gets her tits sucked.
Yeah, if you look at I have a PM Next Gen folder on the Bubba Army Radio, and I play that between the morning and the Uncensored show.
I know, but it's just what you pick. I mean, it's just like people can't randomly pick it. know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like we play
Florida
it.
Florida, hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, my boyfriend had a bright idea. See, I'm kind of frisky and he's tired. And I was hoping that maybe...
I mean, you rotate these in.
Correct.
But we should almost build an entire fucking folder of them.
Well, we have a folder. It's getting it in because you got to put each individual one.
I understand.
Yeah. It just like the 08 stuff I'm working on.
Well, actually, he was hoping that I could...
Wouldn't it be just easier for us to put it up on pod? All you do, I mean, like, what would be easier?
Probably putting it up on a pod or a Songcast.
Masturbate online for you, or on the phone for y'all, or something or other.
So hold on now. You say your boyfriend is tired, and
he
wants you to rub your snatch on my show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where is he right now?
He's right here sucking on my tit.
It was...
Like, so let me, you couldn't put on BubbaArmyRadio.com, you know, rated X call-ins.
No, we could. It just, it's a lot. It just takes a lot of time.
How much time does it take? You got to find the bit, which I would have found it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you got to do?
Upload it and then make its own. Press and then type in what you know, the description of it and all those things, and then put it up. But every one, just like the 08, it's every show from all those years.
I thought he was tired.
You never can be too tired to suck some tits.
You're too tired to get it up, I suppose.
So he's laying, have him moan one time. Let me just hear him moan. I don't want Buffalo Bill.
Oh,
well, I'm saying, like, let me. These could be with all this stuff, all this 98 Rock stuff is not up on Bubba Army Radio.
No,
right.
Not all of it, no.
Right. No. I want your boyfriend to moan.
Huh?
I want your boyfriend to moan to prove that he's there.
Moan for me, baby.
Make yourself come, baby.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, easy now.
Okay.
I want you to call the Bubba Show.
What's that, Bill?
I want you to call it Bubba Play With Yourself.
Why don't you? You're my boyfriend. Why don't you just get me off?
I'm too tired. I'm going to stay here and play with your tits.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, boy. You guys working on me.
You got, now what part of Florida you got? What part of Florida are you in?
Boynton Beach.
And what? And see, like, let me, like, let me, for some way, I mean, like, there's just some way we need to have somebody putting these in a special section of Bubba Army Radio, and then I could be really promoting the fuck out of Bubba Army Radio, being like, listen, man, because it's behind a paywall, we got some of the real dirty shit on there. It's a subsection on its own. I know you're going to get ready to do a Tucker subsection. A Hogan subset, but this could be like, you know, dirty phone calls or something, don't you think? Or is it just...
No, we can't. It just, the Tucker one probably is, I mean, the 08 one will probably take a week or two, and then the Tucker one will probably take about the same time.
Okay. But, I mean, like, you know, if I gave you, like, 10 of these a week, you could put those up, could you not?
Yeah, yeah, I could.
And what do you, look
up.
Like?
I'm about 5'1". Reddish brown hair, hazel eyes.
How big are your tits?
By the way, if you're listening to this podcast right now, email me show@thebubbaarmy.com and let me know what I should do. See, Lummy, this might be too dirty for podcasting. You think?
Yeah, it may be. You are probably correct.
So, would you? If you're not a member of BubbaArmyRadio.com, which is what, $4.99 a month, $5 a month?
Yeah, $5 a month.
And I had a section. By the way, it's every show I've ever done since 06. It's Ned songs, it's Manson songs, it's all kinds of shit. But if I had a special section of, like, you know, dirty, dirty phone calls and phone sex, and would it make you want to subscribe? And I mean, I don't have one or two of these. Let me tell you, I have hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah, thousands.
Of these.
38C.
How fat are you?
I'm skinny.
Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
37?
Yeah.
And are you rubbing your snatch right now?
I am.
and your boyfriend's just sucking on your tits.
Yes, he's driving me fucking crazy. God damn.
Why is he driving you so crazy?
Because he sucks my tits really good.
So he's driving you crazy.
Duh.
So, I thought he might be. See, Lummy Man, people I think would just, I mean, you can't hear this kind of shit anywhere else, I don't think.
I don't believe so, no.
Driving you crazy. God.
So are you ready to get a nut right now?
Just a couple minutes.
No penetration, just a clitoral deal. Actually, you might be able to come just from getting your tits sucked.
Yeah, I've done that before.
All right, let's try.
He's done that to me before.
Let's try to come with, you know, not even touching your snatch. Let's just try to get you to come from tits, from sucking your what, Spice?
Suck your tits.
So what, honey?
Suck your tits.
Do that, baby. Okay.
Tell him again.
Oh God, here we go.
Just suck. Say, I want you to come just by sucking my tits. Say it. Tell him right now.
Oh.
Come on, baby.
No fingering, bitch.
He's not.
What's he doing?
Oh, God. He's sucking hard.
On your what?
What's he sucking?
My tit.
Sucking my tits.
Oh.
What's he sucking, baby? What's he sucking?
Oh, he's sucking my left tit. He's making my right one jealous. Oh, God. Oh, God. Keep going.
Talk to him. Suck my tits.
My tits.
Hey, wait a minute. I mean,
we got a decent amount. We just got to categorize them better. Well, no, I'm saying on the Bubba Army Radio now. Yeah. On BAR.
And on
the website.
And BAR needs reskinned too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I need all that. All costs a lot of money.
It does.
Can you remind me that we need to fucking, I need to get an estimate on how much it would cost to refresh Bubba Army. Like, re-fucking fresh it.
Okay. Refresh Bubba Army. It's on my notes.
Sucking my tits.
Well, I have a...
How many more you got?
A couple.
All right.
I mean...
I don't know that I've even answered any of them.
Oh, yeah. The oral skill one. Squirting on the face.
Fuck me!
The... One celebrity that you've met or known that you had a chance to smash.
Fancy bastard!
Janice Dickinson.
That's the only one that, you know, that you
no,
were able to smash?
There is a celebrity that I did fuck in Chicago, but I can never, ever say it. It's a woman.
I hope so.
And she had one hit. She had one hit. And she, I was the DJ for B96 that brought her on stage and kind of hung out with her afterwards. She did like a 45-minute, 50-minute set. And then just somehow, way, shape, or form, I end up back. She had like an after party back in her hotel room, which was like a decent hotel room with an adjoining room. And just somehow, way, shape, or form, I don't know how I pulled it off. This is one of the greatest, one of my greatest con, and she's not even, like, nobody would even know. Well, as soon as you Googled her, you would know.
Yeah.
Because she had a big fucking hit, and I fucked her. And that's probably, you know, that's probably one of my most famous fucks. But I can't, I don't even know that, like, I don't think Brent, I don't think Blitz, I don't know that.
Anyone knows it?
I don't think anybody knows it. But it, not only.
Was she good?
Yeah, well, no, not, fucking wise?
Yes.
Not really.
Oh.
But I'm like, holy shit, I'm fucking.
Oh.
And I'm like, holy shit, for real? Like, I'm fucking this. And she, at the time, was a star.
Any hints?
No.
What year?
89.
89 hit, female, okay. Might do a little deep dive on that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to look. Here, I'm going to Google her.
Big tits?
No, not really. Blonde.
Oh.
Hold on here.
About this
Huh?
Hopefully it makes it on your screen. I wonder, how old was she at the time?
Well, right now, she is my age.
All right. Interesting.
And so she was my age then, too.
How does she look now?
Pretty fucking good.
So you'd blast her again?
Yeah. I'd fuck this shit. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Hold on. And she was born in April.
Ho ho. More hints.
Wow. How did I pull that off? I'm looking at her fucking shit right now.
You were getting laid a lot in Chicago, it sounds
no,
like.
No, I wasn't. I really didn't get, you know, like if I would rate my cities of pussy, it would be Tampa, Orlando. No, Tampa, Milwaukee, Orlando, Terre Haute, Chicago, San Antonio. Philly was my worst. I fucked like one girl in Philly. I just didn't.
Were you there 93 days?
Yeah, I was only there 93 days, but I just couldn't get my fucking, like, most markets I'd come in and get a buzz going, you know, because I was real good. And the problem is I had Mark Driscoll as my program director, and he was super stiff, and he wouldn't let me do any shtick. He wouldn't let me do any, you know, he wouldn't let me do any crazy shit. And be like, you know, I was literally just a jock. Be like, you know, Q102, Bubba the Love Sponge, and Debbie Deb, Lookout Weekend on the new Q. That's it. Q102, man, for all you people down there in the Concha Hawk and Cheesesteak, Willie. Yippee-yo. Love you guys. Give me a call. Q lines are open now. Boom. Nothing like, you know, hey, all you South Philly high-haired bitches that are looking for some straight Indiana white triz. Come on, give me a call on the Q line so I can pick up them digits.
What gave you the confidence to know that, you know, like a power pick or whatever, that you could just go in and get fucking blown by chicks?
I just came in a power pick and just, you know, they came and got me because they needed the power pick, you know, came on in 89 and they were fucking killing it. But by 92, they kind of lost a little bit of their shock. And so they called me up out of Milwaukee because they knew that I was, you know, I was kind of a, in Milwaukee, I was fucking killing it, being, you know, shocky. And they're like, listen, we need you to come in here at night and just fucking get after it. You know, just don't say cunt and fuck and, you know, just get crazy. I'm like, all right. So as soon as they hired me under the pretenses of being a fucking wild man. And I'm, you know, within a week, the town just blew up because they hadn't had anybody that crazy. I was, you know, I was crazier than anything they'd ever done on the power pig. And so I instantaneously just overnight became fucking a huge, you know, got a ton of, you know,
notoriety.
Yeah. And TV stations were fucking lined up outside to do interviews with me. And I was just like, man, I'm going to fucking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fake the funk. I'm going to act like a goddamn rock star. And if you act like a rock star, And you got the creed and the newspaper and television and they'll treat you like one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, what was how long were you here in Tampa before the first chick showed up and, you know, you either fucked or got blown?
Probably a week.
Oh, and what was it? Like, she just showed up and
she just showed up. Well, I was on the air and then Guido was my producer, and 970 FLA called up and said, hey, there's some girls at the front desk or at the front door, because it was after hours. And I was doing No Panties Thursday.
Oh.
And like, they don't have any panties on. And I'm like, okay, hold on. So Guido goes down there and I said, Guido, if they're of age, you know, make sure they're 18. If they're of age, bring them to the studio. And they're cute. They bring them to the studio. And then that's just how things started. And next thing you know, I tell everybody to be quiet. And I got to go on the air and I'll be like, you know, yo, 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 it's the power pig. Bubba the Love Sponge got a couple little hot freaks in here. What's your name?
Rhonda. Lisa.
Lisa and Rhonda. I got the Harry Scaries, Buff Muffin, free, you know, No Panties Thursday. We're having a party in here. Give me a call. Boom. And then the next thing you know, those girls just got put on the radio and their girlfriends are all fucking freaking out and they think they're stars. And then next thing you know, one of them's sucking my dick.
Like in the studio?
No. I always went to Mark. Mark Chase gave me the key to his office. So I got, yeah. I was the only jock that had a key to Mark Chase's office, and could no other jocks could even have visitors. Like, they couldn't even have visitors, like, unless it was their mom or their sister visiting and they had to get permission. I just had a fucking absolute parade full of whores in and out nonstop. And then when the other jocks would try to cause, you know, like, oh, but they're like, man, you know, Bubba, he's got like, he's number one. He's got like a fucking 48 share. You know, we really can't really say shit. You know, he's a fucking man.
No, did you ever fuck in the studio?
No.
No?
No, I only fucked in the studio. We played earlier, or I ate the pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I ate the pussy in the 98 Rock studio. I've only fucked a couple times, and that would have been the Lemon Street and then this one.
Oh. Like on top of your console?
Or no, I'm not going to talk about what I know.
Oh. Couches, this, whatever. Just leave it at that then.
I don't want to get into the particulars. Who, where, when, what, why, how.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty good.
Yeah, we'll be good. I got some other ones for next time.
Well, just give me one more.
Well, it's a different topic kind of thing, but.
What?
Oh, no, it's just.
I mean, I can always say, like, listen, we can, you know, do that next week. Because we'll do.
It might be about, you know, someone in your family. There's, you know, I'm trying to look through my notes right now.
Is there like a whodunit kind of deal? Is there controversy?
No, well, just asking, like, what would happen if, you know, someone may have, you know, may tie the knot and what, you know, so. I'll just, you know, maybe someone that's related to you, that if they, you know, tie the knot, what you would do. But I'm trying to look through my notes here.
You talking about Tyler?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you're in a good mood, so I don't know.
Mm-mm. No. We're not going there.
I know.
And I'm not mad at you. I'm fucked up over that whole deal.
Who's one?
That whole thing's got me just absolutely fucked up. I'm fucked up. Like, I may have to go to therapy.
Oh, no. So I have my little notes for like cliffhangers or questions, and that was one of them. But you're in a good mood. So who is one guest that that you've had on that you wish that would come back on besides Tucker or Hogan? That you wish you could get back on.
Maybe Jelly Roll, just because I mean he's so
big,
he's so fucking popular right now.
Yeah. No, he said that he promises to come back.
No,
on.
He won't.
You think he's just blowing smoke up my ass?
Yep. I think he's blowing smoke up your ass. I think you're getting worked.
You think it's about the producer bullshit stuff too?
Because what do you mean?
Like his guys, his agents, his managers, not producers, but managers or agents. Because it always seems like now they kind of turn you over to those guys, and those guys seem like they kind of have a role to not make it happen.
I don't know. I think you might need to tell Jelly Roll. I think I'm kind of getting fucking, you know, glad handed here. And don't forget, man, we really, really believed. I mean, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. We had him back in when he was playing in small little clubs doing rap albums.
Right. You know, like, Bubba's just bummed because, man, we really, really believed in you. We were there for you and, you know, you're doing little clubs and shit. We just, you know, we're one of the. You know,
we're one of the first.
One of the first people to fucking have you on. And like, Bubba's just really bummed out over it. Learn how to work it, Shannon.
Yeah, because he did tell me he's very loyal to people that believed him in the past.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, I think you might need to be a little more. I think you might need to be a little more aggressive. Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
I'll be aggressive to him. Time to step up. Get in the fucking studio. Let's go.
You're a pussy when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, I don't want to, you know, disgrace the great name of the Bubba the Love Sponge show, so I try to take it easy and I'm more business. But, I can get hardcore.
I would just say Jelly Roll. I mean, come on, bud. I mean, I feel like we're getting the fucking runaround around here. Bubba, blame it on me. Bubba's really bummed. Like, Bubba's really fucking bummed because, you know, he had you on, you know, when I don't want to say when you're nothing, but
when you were, you know,
when you're really, really starting your career.
Eating at Waffle Houses all the time.
Weren't nearly as popular as you are now.
Yeah. I will.
Throw us a bone. Get on Zoom. How tough is it to get on Zoom?
It's not that tough. I mean, look, Brett Favre was able to figure it out. I messaged him. I'm trying to see if he wants to come back on and talk about the Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of got fucked on that relationship.
I do really good with guests.
You do. 100%.
Yeah.
I love you. We just somehow get fucked at the end of the day.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how that TNT thing works out.
Yeah, I think that would be really big for some people. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I guess that's it. I can save mine for next time.
Please do.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know. I feel like you're mad at me.
Not at all. I can never be mad at you.
I need to go out to the ghost and get some comfort.
You'd be the last person in this whole entire building I would fire.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. Macho Man's
kidding. Macho Man's pretty tough.
He might have just gone right to the top because that motherfucker. I mean, can I tell? I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but we got us a real fucking engineer. He's probably the best engineer I've ever had since Dave Rice.
Dave Rice was good.
And Dave Rice is like the, you know, fucking greatest of all time. This guy is, and he works. He absolutely works his fucking ass off.
I like him. He's awesome.
He's a good guy. He really is.
He keeps his head down.
We got so lucky with him.
Yes, we did.
We got so fucking lucky with him.
Yeah,
all right, bud.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, Bubba.
Well, why? What are you sorry about?
The only thing that
I'm kind of bummed out is just that the Tyler thing. I'm fucking. It's not your fault for bringing it up. Inevitably, it's going to come up. I feel abandoned. I feel like I've dedicated a lot of my life and resources to raise this great young kid, only to have him ripped from me.
I sure did just kept with the 1989 Chicago beauty queen.
I love you, love me.
Love you too, Bubba.